had my eye on you a long time, Doctor. I consider you one of my most valuable long-term investments. And when it comes to my investments, I always do my homework.
All aboard!
And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Matt Hames here with Troy Harmon, Ben Crow, wrapping up the show on this Saturday morning, and certainly appreciate everyone spending the last hour or so with us. Hope you found the topics informative. We covered a lot, and we've got some more to do here. So let's knock out a couple of questions here, guys. How about Peter from Conley? I've owned Pico Holdings since mid-2011. When the price dropped in November of 2012, I saw it as a buying opportunity and picked up more shares. We did well through late 2014 when it just started to decline. Is it time to give up on this stock?
Well, I guess we ought to talk a little bit about what Pico does.
What is Pico?
It's a diversified holding company, and really what it sounds like is they invest and try to turn around businesses that are struggling. The one thing that I will say is that it doesn't look like the best of strategies when you look at their earnings. 5-year average earnings growth, -24.66%.
Ouch.
It amazes me that it did well in 2014, to be honest with you. Earnings per share is negative. Really not too many prospects for how in the world the company will get itself back to profitability. And I'll be honest with you, I have to question the business model at this point. Doesn't meet our criteria. And I think
so. How you really feel,
you're
Troy?
Not too excited about this.
How you really feel, Troy?
Honestly, Peter, give up on the stock.
Yeah,
sorry,
well,
bud.
Pico's not the place to be. Okay,
yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Let's take this call, Troy, from Walter in Inman Park. I'd like to get your opinion on Fidelity National Information Services. Thanks.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah,
it
was polite. He said, yeah. Thanks. Just like, you can rob a bank that
like
way. You can rob a bank that way, and evidently you got a defense. So,
yeah, well, it's not a strong defense.
I would not encourage that. I'm not advocating robbing a bank, nor giving out. Yeah, good.
Yes. So,
but be polite.
You sound like
do.
A lawyer.
Yeah,
you're
listen.
Turning into an attorney. All right, so Fidelity National Information Systems, it's kind of a boring little company. It's a provider of banking and payment technologies. They've got a couple of operating segments, and it's really just about integral financial solutions and their global financial solutions. So how much more boring can you get? Actually, it's they do credit card processing and several other things that actually help banks a lot. Probably the most impressive thing about it, they've got a long-term growth expectation over 12%. 12.4% is what's expected, and it seems to actually mesh with their history. A lot of times, you've probably heard Gene and I talk about how this company's expected to grow 10%, and it's only grown 5% in the last 7 years,
right.
And makes you wonder whether or not it can. Well, FIS, the symbol for Fidelity National Information Systems, actually looks as if it could do that. As far as what the company's valuation looks like, it looks a little bit expensive right now, but a lot of companies do. The overall market, probably just a little bit, but not too terribly bad. But all things considered, there's one of the companies that's a head-to-head competitor on their global financial solutions, CTSH. Man, why did I even say that? Because now it's blown my mind.
Cognizant.
Yes, it's
Cognizant Technology
Solutions. Man, that was scary for a second. Which is a faster-growing company, and it's one that we actually recommend. Wow. Senior moment. I am old compared to most people around here, even you, Matt. I'm older than you. Older than Ben, too.
Hey, I didn't say
it. Yeah, okay,
it.
So it's a senior moment. Anyway, the company actually does meet our financial criteria, and I have actually owned this in personal accounts in the past. I don't right now, and I think it's probably a real good business. Some of the changes that they've made lately make them look more like an old parent, which was a company, the ticker FNF, Fidelity National Financial, which actually wound up splitting back right before the financial crisis. They had some they had a title search company and several other similar businesses. You know, it's all been aimed toward banking services. And really, when I owned it prior to the split, and it, after it split, it actually went up pretty significantly. And it seems to have really solid management, and no reason that I wouldn't say that. There's you know, you shouldn't buy the company. It's
but
a decent company.
But we
do not own it.
Cognizant.
We absolutely
same,
would
same
prefer
space.
Cognizant.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's Raul from Roswell says, I'm looking to invest in Rockwell Collins and Zeltic Aesthetics. I know very different companies, but I have openings for both. I'm interested in both. What are your outlooks for both of these?
Yeah, they are very different companies. Rockwell Collins is a known more probably for its defense contractor work, but it's really a 50-50 commercial and defense contractor. So as far as revenues go, they do a lot of aviation, electronics, that sort of thing. And probably the biggest negative in the stock is that it's a little bit expensive. I know I probably on most stocks I would sound like a broken record at this time, but you know, there's still some pretty decent buys out there. But in this particular instance, the PE is about 25.8% above its longer term 5-year average, expected to grow at about 10.5%. It has grown historically at about 7%, so I'm not sure exactly what would happen. It doesn't seem to me like the market's going to be beneficial enough. Even with cheap fuel, the commercial airlines are not as likely to kick up and grow a whole bunch right now. It does have a pretty attractive dividend. It's not the best, but 1.4%. Coverage at about 3.8 times, so it's a pretty solid, safe dividend. It does meet the Hensler criteria. I guess, you know, the biggest thing is whether or not you believe that growth number. Overall, the company's got a gross margin at over 30%, return on assets of about 9.5%, their ROE at 35.5%. They carry a pretty big debt load relative to their other peers, but the business is probably stable enough to justify that. All things considered, you know, it's a decent company. Now, Zeltic, on the other hand, is more of, I think it falls into healthcare, but they've got this cool sculpting system. That
sounds interesting.
And not to be confused with Troy thinks it's cool. They actually call it cool sculpting yes. system. That's like capital
yes.
C.
Yes.
That is something.
Thanks for correcting me on that.
Troy
or
didn't
at
necessarily
least clarifying.
Yes, it's cool. Troy thinks a lot of things are cool. This may not be one.
If you saw me, you might think that I would think that it's more cool than it is. It's actually similar to a liposuction without being invasive. So I think the technology is more attractive to people these days, and it seems to be catching on as they have seen some growth. The problem is they just IPO'd in 2011, and they're not profitable yet. So most all their potential profits are being dumped back into growth.
Typically a company at this stage is a little too early for something we would
absolutely
we would
yeah.
be interested
it's,
in.
It truly is more of speculation.
But
than
this
it
may
is
reduce
a
stubborn fat bulges, as they like to
well,
say.
Well, see now you know. Now you've demystified me. Remember, I just said it was a cool. Thanks, Matt.
Sorry. Hey, look.
Anyway, hopefully it's not
could
that
use
bad.
Use it but, myself.
Yeah. Anyway, they do lead their market. Mm-hmm. Right now, the problem is it's just not profitable. This is not the kind of company you're going to get a dividend from, and it's going to be difficult to determine whether or not you're winning or losing other than looking at the stock market price for a scoreboard. I can't really say to buy this right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is speculative, but in all seriousness, so clients are dermatologists, plastic surgeons,
yes.
aesthetic specialists, things
so
like that.
So they buy
that.
They
it's
buy
a legitimate
these systems.
Company.
Quite often. I think it is a legitimate company with a lot of promise,
right.
but at this point, without some kind of a history
record.
Of earnings,
it's just
yeah,
a little
I,
early.
I just can't say.
Got it.
Anyway, there's your two.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, let's get another one. So Jenny from Milton, Ben, wants to know What is MYRA? MYRA. What is MYRA?
Government for, thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. It thing. Is, and it's it's not something that we've run into a lot, and I think here at the end you'll understand why. But the MYRA is a My Retirement Account is what that stands for, and it's kind of a government. It's available through the U.S. Treasury. It's essentially a Roth IRA that you can fund by payroll deduction. So, and if your employer doesn't offer it, you can just, you can go online to treasury.gov or myra.treasury.gov and fill out a direct deposit form to give to your employer to help fund this. It's a Roth IRA, essentially. You're limited to the Roth limit, the IRA contribution limit, $5,500 in 2015. You can do $6,500 if you're over 50. The investment, so when the money goes into this account, it goes into government bonds, okay? So it's going to be, a fairly low rate of return. However, your principal is fully protected. You're buying securities that are backed by the U.S. government, so there's no risk of default. You can withdraw the money at any time. If you take out your contributions, would be tax-free. However, any earnings, you would need to satisfy the requirements that you would in a regular Roth in order to not be penalized on the earnings portion. Once the account reaches $15,000, which is not a great deal of money, you have to transfer it over to a Roth IRA.
A regular Roth.
A regular Roth. So this is really designed, it's a government program saving, right? To really get people, to save a little bit, because you don't have to put much in each month. If you're young, just starting out, it may be a good option. But at some point, it's you save any decent amount of money, it's no longer, it's going to be off the table.
If you're young, it's tough to me to justify investing in only treasuries.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's part B to this. If you're young, that's really not the place you want to be.
There's no flexibility on the investment side.
You really want your money to grow as much as possible when you're young, and you can afford to take that risk.
And what would stop you from just opening a Roth IRA anyway?
Nothing.
Well, it sounds to me, and y'all correct me if I'm reading these tea leaves wrong, this is about having something payroll deducted. Now, to be clear, it is going to be after tax, though, right? It's payroll deducted, you are paying taxes on the income, and then so this is about automation. I'm not disciplined enough to write a check and go make a deposit in a Roth IRA. So I want my employer to just do it for me, so I don't see it like a 401k.
Yes, truthfully, you can facilitate that through.
You can do that too.
Through your bank account, can't you?
Yes,
you can have your check direct deposited and then do an automatic transfer to a Roth IRA at any brokerage
house.
Look
into ETFs and
invest
runs or
and invest it differently. Yeah. So
pretty clear why it really hasn't caught on much.
Yep.
Yes.
Not too many options.
Right.
Got it. Absolutely.
So that's the gist.
Well, all right, guys, it's been a good show. Certainly. Appreciate Ben, you joining us today and sharing your wisdom. Troy, thanks as always for being the resource for us on the research side. And again, you're listening to Money Talks. Don't forget to tune in next week. We'll be back same time, same station. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.